There are perhaps 20 regular posters on FFF, and some much larger and uncounted numbers of lurkers. And right now there are 3 people in chat, but there's no way of knowing exactly who until you are in there, and the chat room she finds not so comforting. It's strange, even with friends, like sitting in a pitch-dark cellar conversing with people at a distance of about 15 feet. The hectic speed and the brevity of the lines in the thread, plus the feeling that everyone is talking at once, at counter purposes, deter her. The cube sighs softly and makes subliminal sounds with its drive, like a vintage sports car downshifting on a distant freeway. She tries a sip of tea substitute, but it's still too hot. A gray and indeterminate light is starting to suffuse the room in which she sits, revealing such Damianiana as have survived the recent remake. Partially disassembled robots are propped against one wall, 2 of them, torsos and heads, like elfin, decidedly female crash test dummies. These are effects units from one of Damien's videos, and she wonders, given her mood, why she finds them so comforting. Probably because they are genuinely beautiful, she decides. Optimistic expressions of the feminine. No sci-fi kitsch for Damien. Dreamlike things in the dawn half-light, their small breasts gleaming, white plastic shining faint as old marble. Personally fetishistic, though. She knows he'd had them molded from a body cast of his last girlfriend, minus 2. Hotmail downloads 4 messages, none of which she feels like opening. Her mother, 3 spam. The penis enlarger is still after her, twice, and increase your breast size dramatically. Deletes spam, sips the tea substitute. Watches the gray light becoming more like day. Eventually, she goes into Damien's newly renovated bathroom, feels she could shower down in it prior to visiting a sterile NASA probe, or step out of some Chernobyl scenario to have her lead suit removed by rubber-gowned Soviet technicians, who'd then scrub her with long-handled brushes. The fixtures in the shower can be adjusted with elbows, preserving the sterility of scrubbed hands. She pulls off her sweater and T-shirt, and using her hands, not elbows, starts the shower and adjusts the temperature.